take too long.
To give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports. Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area. We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster man. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging. Chains back by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive. The vocal group, the crypt kicker fly.
They did the mess.
shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
Oh.
While everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band.
Oh.
And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it meant
to. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
A miracle.
Damn.
Blessings come down when the praises go up. The blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom.
Chisel me into stone prayer, whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say, you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up. Oh, oh, oh. The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Blessings keep falling in my lap.
When the praises go up. Oh, oh. The blessings come down.
Good God. They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor. With the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close. Ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference between blessings and worldly possessions. Like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. War with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forced it to forfeit it. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4 minute songs. You need a 4 hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath. So Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with a buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and water fall like dripping water.
Ooh. There are obstacles in life. Many, many trials and tribulations that come on. But you got to realize and know that even the Jericho walls must fall. Every wall must
fall.
Ugly, hug me when I'm bummy, scummy, I'm your hubby, let's get lost, let's get lost. Damn, I'm in so deep, probably cause you're empty, you can't even speak, damn, your mouth so minty, ooh, your mama hate me, daddy wouldn't let you, if he ever met me, if he ever met you. Put that shit behind us and put this in your sinus. Mine is all up in my gums. Mine is all that shit. It's line where I said, oh, 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 oh. You been scratching, you been fiending. I'ma fix you, I'ma fuck you. I'ma get rid of them demons. It's my druggie. When I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, scummy. I'm your hubby. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. I need a minute. I let go. She fell in love, it fell apart. I let go. She met her match, I let her match. She let her match, she let me smoke. Yeah, me mad petty, yeah, me bogus. Yeah, 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 me no. Yeah, she knew too. Ah! It made her love it. Her pussy like me. Her heart like fuck it. So dance for daddy like Gator. Ain't no partners on this trip. And lose yourself in my room. And find yourself in my grip, I'm saying. My druggie, when I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, scummy, I'm your hubby. Let's get lost. Let's get lost.
I I blessed myself inside your arms one day. Swear to God, there I was when a dress and a silver buttons fade away. Miss Mary mattress, geriatrics, fuck me into open caskets. I wanna die with this, I wanna stop seeing my psychiatrist. She said, pill, pop, baby girl, cause I promise you, you tweak. The empty bottle, loneliness, this happiness you seek. The masochism that you preach, practice, backflip, tragic actress on a movie with no screen. When the only time he loves me is naked in my dreams.
My druggie, when I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, gummy, I'm your hubby. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. When I'm ugly, hug me. When I'm bummy, gummy, I'm your hubby. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Ugly, hug me when I'm bummy, scummy, I'm your hubby, let's get lost. Let's get lost. Damn, I'm in so deep. Probably cause you're in.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to The Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver on
unceded Musqueam territory.
Yes, on unceded Musqueam territory. And we're so excited to be back. This is our October show, and it's our Halloween episode.
Woo!
That's the right reaction. That is the absolute...
Your favorite holiday.
Yes, and so many people's favorite holiday. I think...
Like who?
One of our coworkers.
True.
That was what was in my head.
True. He was digging your bone shirt. Your spooky bones.
Yeah, totally. He was just like, Halloween is a lifestyle. And I totally agree
really?
With that.
I don't remember
saying that. Even he said he's like Halloween all year round.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turned his holiday into a lifestyle.
So it is October 26th, and we're just a few days away from Halloween, and we've been having a really good time with the season. I think October, if September is a time of like grounding and going back to routine, by October you've kind of settled in and are experiencing these like new kind of changes.
And now you're freaking out because you have to get ready for Halloween and you're just getting settled in. Isn't that it? I always feel like Halloween sneaks up.
This is true, yeah. I think that October though in general, because there's so much here happening with like the trees and you really feel the seasons here.
Yeah, you do.
You understand like, okay, this is so, it's so cold and it's so different.
We're
and it's
in
rainy
leaf season.
And yes, so we really interact with nature, I think, in fall a lot. But this October has been kind of quiet for us on the music front, other than a really good show we got to go to last night. So we played some Chance the Rapper. Off the top, we played, of course, some Halloween music. You can't forget the iconic Monster Mash. Recorded.
Is it more iconic than our background music?
Well, our background music is Hedwig's theme from Harry Potter. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Can you imagine, like, playing Quidditch and shit to this?
I can't believe you just know the name for what this is. So you, if you've seen Harry Potter, the first movie, you'll know it. It's iconic.
It's iconic. And,
that's why Harry Potter, Halloween, I get it. Spooky vibes all year round.
Yes. They always went all out for Halloween. All out. So we started with Monster Mash from Boris B. That was recorded in 1962, which is
timeless.
Crazy. Timeless, yes. And also Riff Raff just released on October 25th a new mixtape called Balloween.
And with Skepta.
Yes, and that song was with Skepta called Back from the Dead. And then we got into some chants. We played Blessings from Coloring Book featuring Jamila Woods. And after that, we had Lost featuring No Name Gypsy. And that was off of Acid Rap. And Acid Rap was kind of the world's big introduction to Chance the Rapper. And really, he's kind of continuing on this, like, wave of, like, Chicago being, like, a source of, like, this, like, alternative rap. But if you look at from, like, Kanye to Virgil Abloh to the Tech Life crew, DJ Earl, DJ Rashad, DJ Spin, they're doing, like, footwork, you know? And it's so... And they're just getting booked, like, around the world in places that you wouldn't even imagine are into it. But it's, like, such a global movement, and it's come out of Chicago. And yesterday, I felt like we saw a similar sort of movement in the sense that it's, like, not your traditional show. It's not your traditional... You know, well, there are Muppets.
When you say I'm going to a rap show, and then you see Chance the Rapper, and, yeah, there were Muppets... And there's gospel vibes, and it's beautiful. Not that rap can't and isn't any of those things, but it's definitely not what you think about when you say I'm going to a rap show tonight. But he put on such a great show. It sold out the first night, which was last night, so he's actually performing again tonight in Vancouver.
And he's actually performing right near us down the street.
Yes, just a stone's throw away, performing right now.
At Thunderbird Arena, we were there. I think he put on a good 2 hours, maybe even more than 2 hours.
Maybe more, yeah.
Yeah, you shot the show last night. And it was amazing. How was it?
It was really cool. He's super, super talented and definitely aware of the camera, which I love. Always makes for great photos. So we're going to be sharing those photos with you guys in the next few weeks or so.
Oh my gosh, it's getting so crazy right now. This song.
What's up? Turn it up. What's happening right now in your movie head? What's happening?
Like, he's on a broomstick, but he's, like, dipping, like, really low. I went on the ride in Orlando, and that's how it is to this song.
Okay.
It's like you go really high, and you're, like, flying, and then you go really low, and it dips, and you're just like, holy shit. I think I just got a flashback.
So it encapsulates all of it.
Yes.
The highs and lows. This highs of last night's show.
Yes.
What were the highs for you for last night's show? For me, it was the Muppets.
Exactly. I felt like at times I was watching
Sesame Street.
A Broadway play.
Yeah, I definitely got that vibe. Even the set design, he would come out of a door and it just had like a very theatrical stage quality about it. So yeah, definitely sort of that Broadway play sort of vibe with, yeah, the really great set design. He'd sit down at the piano and have the Muppets sing along. He would talk to his little lion.
He had a lion and... You know, in No Problem, when it's like, you don't want no problems, big fella. That was a lion. And he
big
just,
fella.
Big fella. He just kept saying big fella after everything. And he just, like, kept wanting Chance to play his old stuff and not his new stuff. And at one point, I turned to Christina and I was like, Chance is, like, literally arguing with a lion right now on stage, but, like, not in a way that you would imagine, you
Chance
know?
Would start saying some stuff, and you'd be a bit confused, and then the lion would answer back. And you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking to me. And then he was talking to the lion.
At one point, the lion just broke it the fuck down. You know, when he got in the front row? He got in the front row at one point, And yeah, it was just theatrical. It was fun. It was like his outfit at the VMAs. He was wearing like those corduroys. He almost looked like he almost looked like Mario to me.
Mm-hmm, kind of. With the hat and the overall jangerines, definitely.
And I thought that playfulness, like, it just translates over into everything.
It completely does. I mean, even like the name of his mixtape, Coloring Book. So trendy because like coloring books are so in right now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely like this like very childlike quality about him, and all the visuals and animations on the screen behind him, it was like everything from crayons to these little animated lions. Well, the lion that was talking to him was also animated on a screen behind him. And then there was the gospel. What little Muppet characters were those? They were like birds.
Yeah,
of some
he had
sort.
Like birds, and he had the same birds on the back of his jacket the whole show. And then, like, towards the end, you just saw like a dozen or so of those
and the birds.
Birds
were all dressed in their little choir garb and stuff.
It was great. And I think like hip hop really needs positivity right now. And it's just so uplifting. Like a song like we played, like Blessings. It's so uplifting, and you got a bit of that in The Life of Pablo with Ultralight Beam, and that was a moment. I think there were so many Pablo shirts.
So
did you notice
Pablo
that?
So many shirts. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts on wearing other artists' tour merch to another artist's show?
There was this connection because of Ultralight Beam and because, like, Kanye's, like, so endorsed him.
Yes.
But I think it's odd.
It always makes me think of like when you wear a different designer to a fashion show.
Show, yeah.
Like you gotta wear the designer of the show you're going to.
Or imagine if you like went to a sporting event and you're just wearing this like random like Miami Dolphins.
You're like this is not the team we're watching. Neither of these teams are playing today.
It's ironic. Are sports fans ironic? Tweet us if sports fans are ironic.
They're not.
I don't know. I feel like they take themselves really seriously.
But yeah, there was a lot of Pablo tour merch, or Pablo merch, rather, last night.
Yeah, and during Ultralight Beam, they filled in for Kanye.
They did. You did.
It was so loud. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. So that's actually going on right now as we speak.
He had the little Muppet, like, sing-along with him, too. They were part of the whole show.
It was amazing. There was a woman, and she was very beautiful in her pearls.
Beautiful.
And she was furry,
purple?
And she was purple.
Purple, furry, yeah, pearls, yeah. Little sequin hat going on. Very, like, 1920s feel to this one girl.
Yeah.
And she, that little Muppet sat at the piano with Chance and filled in.
Yeah. A little Muppet.
I feel like they're not Muppets, they're puppets. They're screwing it up.
They're
what's
puppets.
A Muppet? A Muppet is a very specific puppet, isn't it?
Muppet was like the Jim Henson, like, you know, like Kermit.
Like the Muppets.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, like real Sesame Street Muppets.
Yeah.
They're just, you can't just call any puppet a Muppet.
Okay, I thought because they were, like, kind of cartoony.
Wouldn't it be, like, calling every tissue a Kleenex? You can't call it, right?
They were figures.
Puppets.
Puppets, yeah.
Because they had the physical puppet. And you could see the guy kind of holding him in the bag, which was really kind of fun to watch. Because it was just this really nonchalant dude, like, controlling the super, like, animated crazy lion. And then the screen behind.
Yeah, it was great. And he is touring off the coloring book, but Acid Rap is really worth a listen to go back in his discography and just check out kind of where he was. He's evolved, but like it's funny to me that like Acid Rap was a bit darker in material and then Coloring Book is like more positive and uplifting because I feel like they tend to get the other way. They tend to get more jaded as they go on in their career.
He's just getting straight out jaded.
Yeah.
He found his happiness once he made it.
Yes. So we're going to get into some more music now. We're going to play some new tracks from some Canadian artists, which we're really excited about. But we're going to start with a Vancouver lady, Tommy Genesis.
Fetish rap queen. queen.
Fetish rap queen. She's killing it. Here she is with They Come, They Go.
No strings attached, feelings in a box I keep with it. Notes I fail to finish with fear that I lack commitment. Show bravado, but really I'm timid. I just wanna wear you right, not wear away to where I like. Shoeing how I view you. I think I love you like, I think I love a light. Like my mother light. Like the lines in front of stores, you know the Jordan height. And I love that you come in my size. No need for two pairs, that shit be blowing my high. Keep it tight, girl, you know, not breaking no ties. Girl, are my dreams with the ink from my jeans. We can make a prototype, just as dope as it seems. From your soul to your tongue, eyes, shoulders, and I feel like you more than the one. You are classic.
Girl, I haven't seen your soul in a minute, yeah. How you get it all, they don't get it, yeah. Girl, I see your straps and your image, yeah. Your style is precision, yeah. I can tell your troubles
and classic,
I can tell your chosen
Adidas, yeah. My favorite pair.
Never ever be drastic. I don't ever ever put my eggs in one basket. You know what I like, so ask me what I want. I'll probably linger for a second and say, shouldn't I say, pa, I like them fresh out the box. I like them brand new. If I ever seen them worn, then I will return you. Keep receipts in case I need to take you back. No exchange. Better know that the policy's the same. We don't like to fix. We don't really, really like to fix. No, you say nobody will know. I'm still saying no. Can't be rocking that. People laugh in public cause I'm rocking that. Don't need none of that. Shawty, don't need none of that. I like the classics, the three colors. You know the cooler, the gum bottles. You keep it tight like Velcro. Yeah, it's awesome, yeah. People paying double, they don't care what it costs.
So devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. But now we on our way to greatness.
Greatness.
And all that ever took was patience. I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. Getting better each day, stacking that to the cheesecake. Look up to the Lord, we pray. Trying to be my best each day until I'm late, the rest of we late. Yeah, to the time being, we lit. Hoping I don't let it get all in my head. Now I don't need the money just to say that I'm rich. Couple little honeys when they get in my bed. But they used to run for me when I had nothing. Now they wanna fuck cause they see me stunting. Nigga came up off the hustling. Living in the lab of lux and I'm feeling like the man. If you ain't on my tucks, then you wouldn't understand. On me, buy these rubber bands. On me, make her wanna dance. For me, probably leave a man. For me, standing in the stands, goddamn. She used to front way back. I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. Now we on our way to greatness. And all I ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it.
Put my pain in a cadence, turn my brain up a wavelength. Now we flowing and sailing, so just go with the feeling. Baby, soak up the vibe, let's throw some dope up, get high. We gon' blow smoke in the sky till we can open our eyes.
At times I thought we'd never make it. Now we on our way to greatness. And all I ever took was patience. I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we never make it. But now we on our way. And all I ever took was patience.
Diamonds in my pinky rings. Silence so I hear them sing. Regret I mix with pretty things. Like bubbles and amphetamines. That wood grain, that codeine, that new chick, that old scene. Whoa. That good brain, that slow lean, that whip game be so clean. Whoa. We sipping on this cup and can't nobody tell us nothing. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We kissing and she dropping. She know how to keep it popping. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We puffing on that. She guzzling that gasoline. This road's so mean. She ain't burning for the money tonight.
Yeah, play, you know how we do, man. We talk slow and think fast.
Yes, with the polo. You already know, though. She breathe fire. Dragon like Komodo. Claws razor sharp. And if you going solo, she could make you beg. Don't stop or make you scream out no more. Grinding all up next to me. I'm whipping up the recipe. Temptation knows it's he and she. That missing daddy destiny. That strip club, that hotel. It's don't ask and don't tell. Whoa. We tricked up, we wholesale. What we got is gon' sell. Whoa. We sippin' on this cup and can't nobody tell us nothing. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We kissin' and she droppin'. She know how to keep it poppin'. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We puffin' on that bomb ass treason. Yes, indeed. I believe it's burning right. She guzzling that gasoline. This road's so mean. She ain't burning for the money tonight. Dirty bills and sugar cane. Put that on my resume. We sippin' on this cup and can't nobody tell us nothing. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We kissin' and she droppin'. She know how to keep it poppin'. Getting lit off the fire tonight. We puffin' on that bomb ass treason. Yes, indeed. I believe it's burning right. She guzzling that gasoline. This road's so mean. She ain't burning for the money tonight.
Shop one.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from spooky Vancouver.
On unceded Musqueam territory.
I'm Sarah.
Spooky Sarah?
I was going to say scary Sarah.
I'm Christina.
You're
Christ.
Okay. All right. I guess you made that Halloween-y. That's awesome. All
right. I just appropriated religion for my own homework purposes.
So every fall, we approach Halloween, and more than it being a
we don't approach it. It sneaks up on us. It jumps out at us. Are you not okay with that? It's spooky. It jumps out at us. And you're like, oh, shit, fuck, it's Halloween.
Yeah. Well, okay. I agree.
Are you ready for Halloween this year?
I'm ready.
You've been spending all month getting ready.
I'm going to go to 8 haunted houses.
Eight
haunted houses and
it's a bit excessive.
16 rides.
Okay. All right. Sounds like quite the fright night to me.
Yes. So, there's always a controversy the few days after Halloween because everybody posts their photos and their costumes, and there's always somebody who takes it a little too far.
Even leading up to Halloween, the conversation starts, though. We start, as a culture and society, criticizing all the different costume makers that basically are the ones who start the appropriation of culture with their Halloween costumes sometimes.
Yes.
And then after all the Halloween photos have been posted, then we judge everyone for making their poor choices. How could they wear that? What were they thinking? So it's like a delicate balance of who do we blame, the costume manufacturers for kind of putting it forth, or the people who are too quick to jump on it without thinking it through. But I don't think this was a problem. You know, this is the internet. Because we're all so connected, we can all react and let each other know exactly what we think when we see something we don't like.
Yes, and there's certain instances which I feel like it's 2016, you should be more tuned in, and if you're a public figure, you should definitely be more tuned in. But, like, you know, people like Julianne Howe, countless people, they choose to use, like, blackface and, like, paint their face as part of their costume. I remember seeing just a few couples who were being Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they had painted their faces, and, like, that is so unnecessary, you know? There are so many amazing elements of Beyonce. Like, we will get she is Beyonce. You can nail her look. But there's other instances which are a bit murkier waters. Is it appropriation or is it appreciation?
And I wanted to be, at some point, I had thought about being Pocahontas for Halloween. And then I realized and remembered all the sort of backlash that would come with that. And, you know, and then I started thinking, is it right? Is it not right? Is it appropriation? Is it appreciation? You know, also because, like, we are minorities. And so there is, like, I don't know. It's definitely murky waters in some ways. Because in some ways you're thinking I'm dressing up as a Disney princess. But then you're looking at, you know, the step further. Because definitely, 100% without a doubt in my mind, like, it is appropriation to be wearing, like, a headdress at Coachella. Like, that is ridiculous. And I think we've all sort of moved on from that and understand why and how that's appropriation. But Halloween becomes, like, this murky thing. Like, are you appreciating someone's culture by dressing up as, you know, a figure in their sort of culture? Or are you just completely exploiting and appropriating? And so we were talking earlier, how would you feel if you saw... Well, first, how do you feel about, you know, just keeping it within our culture, how do you feel about bindis at Coachella or any other music festival?
I think if they're done with, like, in an appropriate time, you know, I feel like if I saw someone wearing it at, like, a function, yeah, that looks great, you know? You're appreciating the culture, you're participating in the culture. If it's, like, Coachella and it's, like, for no reason and they're acting like they invented it, you know? And I think, like, the media sometimes will proclaim certain people to have started a certain trend.
I think the latest one I've been seeing is Capital FM Radio had posted a picture of Rihanna's dreads and saying that they weren't sure how they felt about it. And then they posted, I think it was like Lady Gaga had dreads or something like that. And they were like, oh, we're loving it.
Yeah. And also I saw something that said, Kendall Jenner, the nipple piercing, the trend that she started. And it's like, I'm pretty sure nipple piercings have been like in since like the 80s, 90s, you know, like she didn't start that. So it's like you kind of get annoyed when like people are proclaiming or like attributing something to a culture when there's so much significance in that culture, you know. And I know like Black culture gets exploited a lot.
All the time.
And for Indians, you know, some, because it's very much like a ceremonial thing, the bindi. So, like, for Indian girls that grew up and were wearing it, you know, sometimes they were ostracized and it wasn't cool. It wasn't until the white girls started doing it that it became cool. So, in that way, yeah, but you asked me earlier in the conversation, like, what would I say if I saw, like, a girl dressing like an Indian princess for Halloween, I think I'd be totally fine with it. And I think even if it was like, you know, something where it was like more suggestive and maybe it was like really tight and short and like, that is kind of like in Bollywood, like you see a lot of films, they're wearing like really like things like that. And you're just like, wow. But I think if it's done well, it's done well, you know? So I don't think I'd be too offended, but I think that there's definitely like no-nos.
So is Pocahontas a no-no?
I think Pocahontas done in a, like, tasteful way, you know? I think, like, if, like, someone wore, like, a giant headdress or something, that would be really,
that's
like,
yo,
up.
Pocahontas didn't have a headdress in the movie.
No,
I watched that Disney film in the 90s. Yeah. She didn't wear that. She had a blue necklace and a raccoon friend.
Yeah. I feel like if I were to do Pocahontas, you would do it as a nod to the character in that movie.
Yeah, I think you have to try and be very authentic, like, very authentic to the character, the, like, you know, animated, sketched-up, cartoon Disney character.
Yeah.
I think, like, I mean, because there is, like, kids dress up as Disney characters all the time.
And she was she was a real person.
Yes,
and
that's
she
important
was
to remember.
A great, like, role model for girls. And, like, I watched Disney, like, all the time. And then there were, like, a certain sect of princesses that were, like, all, like, boy crazy, you know? But I would put, like, Pocahontas as, like, I don't know, one of the more, like, free-spirited, independent ones, you know?
Yeah.
She talked to the trees and shit.
That's
like,
the shit you want to...
Animals.
That's the shit you want to capture.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I
but
think
But it's very
okay.
Reflective of native culture, though. That very, like, free, peaceful, connected with nature. So, all those values are there. But, yeah, that's where it's kind of like... I mean, my intention would never be to appropriate a culture. You know, so you have to definitely make sure you're walking the line. Are you appropriating or appreciating? You know, is this for your own gain? Or, like, what are you doing it for? Like, I had a Mexican friend who dressed up as Frida recently, last Halloween, I think. And, I mean, she looked beautiful. But, I mean, I love Frida, too. I'm not Mexican, but I love Frida. I'd like to dress up as Frida. But I don't want to cross any sort of lines. So it's become very... become an issue with the internet, but I think the main thing, and for me, like, the most important thing is to look at someone's intentions and someone's, like, ability and willingness to learn, because people make mistakes. People don't think things through sometimes, and some people, as soon as you bring it to their attention, are super like, oh, not my intention, didn't mean to do that, like, and, you know, that's how you learn. It's not necessarily any, like, person of color's duty to educate anyone on that sort of a thing. I think it's your own duty as an individual to want to, you know, educate yourself and know what's up and know, are you crossing a line? Am I appropriating or appreciating? But I think, and we talk about this a lot, I think a lot of people right now are appropriating their own damn culture. Or at least, like, I see it within the Indian community.
I think it's, like, appropriating slash maybe a bit of exploiting.
It's exploiting.
Yes.
They're exploiting their own culture. They're just, like, it's, like, the fact that they are this, that, or the other becomes the most significant, important thing about them. You know, it'd be like me right now being like, I'm an Indian radio host. And it's like, well, let's just talk about me being a radio host and the quality of that before we start talking about, you know, me being a woman, me being Indian, and all those other, like, traits and characteristics.
Completely. I think that it just further, like, already growing up, you know, a minority, a woman, another minority, you know, or whatever, it just serves to highlight, moreover, the differences where it's like, you should be, your appeal should be really based on
your talent and your skill.
And your talent as an artist.
Yeah, like, what do you bring to the table in your profession, in your career, whatever it is that, whatever your bigger message is, your message has got to be bigger than I'm Indian. But what I'm seeing a lot right now is, like, your message is your culture.
Yeah.
But, and other than that, I don't know why
you
exist.
And the fact that you are an other. You are an other in an industry where...
And I get that, like, in some industries, like, where... You know, certain races and cultures haven't, like, pushed through and are kind of overlooked. You know, you want to highlight that about you. But I think, like, I think first you got to look at someone's talent before you start saying, like, oh, too female, this, that, and the other. I said, because I'm female.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember her name. Chimamanda.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, from her TED Talk. Yeah, I agree. I think that basically you need to have your merit. Like, an example is MIA.
Yeah.
When you hear MIA and when we talk about her, we're not necessarily talking about her in the context of, like, this Sri Lankan artist. Sri Lankan, Sri Lankan, Sri Lankan.
Oh my God, could you imagine if we just started introducing MIA as that and only that every time?
Yeah, it's like pigeonholing her. And then also, like, her music speaks to the greater human experience. And, like, especially highlighting refugees and the displacement. And, like, there are so many people that speaks
to. You can be a refugee and not be Sri Lankan. So it would be, like you're saying, a huge mistake to pigeonhole MIA as a Sri Lankan rapper.
It's just because she's the other, you know? Not only is she in, like, this, like, alternative rap, but she's a brown woman in it, you know? So I think, like, I feel like the topic of appropriation has been really hot on the internet, in the zeitgeist, as a dialogue. But I think now we need to start kind of reframing the way that we think, like, in terms of appreciation versus appropriation. An example is, like, earlier this year, Coldplay and Beyonce, they collaborated on a song for Coldplay's album.
I remember we talked about that.
Yes,
was that appreciation?
We did.
Was that appropriation?
Yes. And so in the video, it's filmed in Mumbai, and I, having been to India, can really identify it with, like, elements of, like, Indian culture, like the rickshaws, the busy streets, the street vendors, the traffic, the noise, the buzz of India. I feel like it really captures that. It has Sonam Kapoor, an actress, in it, and Beyonce's featured in it, and she is, like, wearing, like, henna on her hands, and she's got, like, a headpiece on. She looks very Indian. And some people were saying, well, that's appropriation. But it's, like, I think it's way more appreciation.
Yeah, because in that sense, I don't think she's taking the culture for herself. And that's what a lot of appropriation is. You're taking something for someone else, from someone else, without their permission, and, you know, making it seem like it was your thing to begin with. Whereas, yeah, Beyonce, in my opinion, definitely comes off as appreciating and participating in the Indian culture. You know, keeping Sonam Kapoor in, you know, showing the streets, showing what it all is. She wasn't just, like, in the studio dressed up as, like, you know, some Bollywood girl with, like, some graphics playing behind her. I mean, Beyonce would never do that. That's just too simple for her. Of course she's going to go there. But I remember on the internet it was a huge back and forth, because then people argued that Sonam Kapoor was only shown for, you know, X amount of seconds in a whatever minute video. And so I feel like you can never make everyone happy as well.
No. But I think as long as you have kind of good intentions and you do it tastefully and well done, I think you can kind of convey a good message. So,
are you excited for Dia de los Muertos?
I am.
The
yeah.
day after Halloween?
Last year, Christina and I attended an event, and we actually...
At the Anvil Center.
The Anvil Center, yes.
New Media Gallery.
And it was great. We got to dress up.
And drink Mexican hot chocolate.
And chocolate, and eat sweets.
We got our faces painted as Katrinas.
We were. We unknowingly entered this, like, contest or something. I don't know. There's pictures of us on the internet somewhere.
That was a bit stressful. I didn't yeah. know what was going on. But that was, we were definitely having a really good time celebrating with everyone. Everyone was super welcoming and warm. So I'm really hoping we can celebrate both holidays, Halloween, and then keep it going for Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
And share all that with you guys on our November show.
We're back. We'll be back next month. So just to get into some of the music we played in the later half of the show, after Tommy Genesis, They Come, They Go, we played some music from John Orpheus. We played Lit off of his mixtape Gold Chain Hennessy, which was just released. You should definitely go check that out. He's from Toronto, and he's sort of fusing genres. And then we played Classic by Jaden featuring Kay Forrest. Jaden also just released a project. He released Pure, and he's kind of been on our radar since like 2014. And he's also from the Toronto area. He's from Brampton. And yeah, he's doing some cool things. Kay Forrest as well. They work together a lot. And we also played Joey Badass. He was here with Schoolboy Q over the weekend. And we played Devastated, which is co-produced by our little friend Powers.
Pleasant Powers.
Yeah, Powers Pleasant. And
so pleasant.
So pleasant. And we're going to get into some more music, but before we go, we just want to say thank you for tuning in to our October Halloween episode. May you have a ghoulishly good time.
How long have you been Halloween? To say that? 10 months.
May you have some freakish fun.
Freakish fun. Ghoulish good time. Yeah.
Do your devilish deeds.
Do your okay. devilish dance.
Your devilish dance. Yes.
Do your devilish dance. Eat some. Have some freaky fun. Eat some cool candy.
Damn, Christina.
Damn, dang. Okay.
So we're gonna get into some more music now. right on cue. It's like our laugh track. So we're gonna get into are you carrying it on? So we're gonna get into some music from Eternia. She just released a new single, and basically she has enlisted Phoenix Pagliacci, and it kind of has this like Lauryn Hill kind